Nolte, Democrat-run Portland and Minneapolis are burning, again. By John Nolte on April 12, 2021. The Democrat-run cities of Minneapolis and Portland are both on fire, again. Over the weekend, in Democrat-run Portland, the left-wing terrorists in Antifa tried to burn down government buildings with people in them, again. In Democrat-run Minneapolis, the left-wing terrorists in Black Lives Matter burned and looted and rioted, again. Anyway. How was your weekend?
My weekend? Well, I live out here in rural Magaland, so my weekend was like every weekend in rural Magaland.
In a word, blissful. Clean air. Clean water. No shootings. No lootings. No riots. No racial tension. The wind was a little chillier than I would have liked. Nevertheless, I mustered through and still got my camper washed and cleaned and ready to go. Got my pickup washed. Watched movies. Grilled burgers. Chatted with neighbors. Walked dogs. It was nice. You know, the usual. Thanks for asking. Isn't it odd how us Trump voters are relentlessly smeared as violent, racist, and anti-environment, and yet, out where we all live and all own guns, it's peaceful, there are no racial problems, and our air, water, and streets are safe and clean? Meanwhile, Democrat-run Portland, where Democrats have had a monopoly on power for decades, is on fire again. LOL. Yep, after a year of almost non-stop rioting in that lost city, left-wing Antifa terrorists are still lighting government buildings on fire. And doing so with no fear of punishment because Portland is run exclusively by Democrats and Democrats refuse to prosecute Antifa because Democrats consider Antifa to be their own personal brown shirts. And so, over the weekend, while rural MAGA Americans like myself enjoyed peace and harmony, Portland's Antifa monsters set a U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement building on fire while agents remained trapped behind blocked doors. In other words, just another Saturday night in Democrat-run Portland. Meanwhile, Democrat-run Minneapolis, where Democrats have had a monopoly on power for decades, is on fire again. LOL. A little over a year after Democrat-run Minneapolis was ravaged by riots and lootings over the death of George Floyd, who died while in the custody of the Democrat-run Minneapolis police force, a whole new wave of rioting launched on Sunday after a member of the Democrat-run Minneapolis police force shot and killed a 20-year-old man during a traffic stop. According to various news reports and social media postings, it looks as though the left-wing terrorists in Black Lives Matter, numbering in the hundreds, punched in and went back to work. Officers repeatedly ordered the crowd of about 500 to disperse as protesters chanted Wright's name and climbed atop the police headquarters sign, by then covered in graffiti. Police used tear gas, flashbangs and rubber bullets on the crowd. National Guard troops arrived just before midnight as looters targeted the Brooklyn Center Walmart and nearby shopping mall. Several businesses around the Walmart were completely destroyed, including Foot Locker, T-Mobile, and a New York men's clothing store. Looting was widespread late Sunday into early Monday, spilling into North and South Minneapolis. Reports said that stores in Uptown and along Lake Street were also being looted. Oh, there's more. So much more. You want to know what this all is? I'll tell you exactly what it is. What this is not my fucking problem. This is how Democrats choose to live and there's nothing I can do about that. Decade after decade after decade, Democrats continue to vote for failure in these shithole cities, continue to vote for failed policies that create pollution, hate crimes, gun violence, looting, race riots, arson, terrorism, mass shootings, murder, and violent crime. There's no explanation for Democrats choosing to live like this other than this is a deliberate lifestyle choice. Sure, they can blame Trump voters all they want for their own problems. And heaven knows they will even though Republicans have zero say in how these shithole cities are run. But who cares if they blame us? It's just one more thing for us Trump voters to LOL at as we, people of all races, creeds, and backgrounds, enjoy our peaceful, safe, clean, and harmonious lives in rural America. You get what you vote for, and Portland and Minneapolis are getting everything they want and deserve, again. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.